Om Shanti and good evening. We are fortunate today that we have Didi Sudesh with us, and she will be sharing on Brahma Baba's welcome and give ritual. Before we start, a little brief introduction of Didi. Didi Sudesh came to Gyan in the year 1957 when she was 16 years old, and she has received direct sustenance from Brahma Baba and Mama, as well the senior daddies. Didi Sudesh was given the title of Nightingale of Knowledge by Baba. Didi is also the joint admin head of Brahma Kumaris, European Director United Nations, and senior director of Gyan Sarovar. So let's welcome Didi for today's topic on Brahma Baba's welcome and give ritual.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Anand. Welcome home. How many have come first time, the first timers? Double welcome. Welcome from the heart. Welcome in words. Welcome with love. Welcome with bliss. Anand. Anand means unlimited, undivided, unending, constant inner joy, which is called bliss. There is a difference between happiness and bliss. Happiness comes through the physical things we achieve, or some work we do and we get success. Then it is always the feeling of happiness. And Baba, in fact, is always giving us the gift of divine intellect. Every day is a beautiful gift that we receive from Baba. Even today, Baba said, I come to decorate my children. I come to make them beautiful. I come specially to prepare them to be ready to go home with the inner beauty of purity and peace, love and happiness, truth and benevolence. These gifts from Baba are the gifts which are not given by human beings. These gifts are from the benevolent being, Baba himself, because he wants to make us the embodiment of all the powers, godly powers, Brahmin powers, and divine powers. We are children of the Almighty Authority. But Baba, with different relationships, gives us different kind of gifts that continues with us, especially the gift that we enjoy so much to have it, which beautify us, makes us healthy, wealthy, happy, wise, kind, benevolent. These are the gifts that only at this time is received. So Baba says, my children are worthy to claim this. They have a right to it. This is like inheritance. It's not a gift in a packet for one time. I mean for short time. These gifts are which continue with us throughout the whole cycle. Because given by the unlimited, immortal Father, give us the beautiful gift of self-respect, which we had lost. He gives us the gift of the realization that we can believe, we see it, experience it, and this gift is so beautiful gift that you can share with others. The more you share it, the more it multiplies. So it is means gift which constantly increases, especially at the confluence age. Generally when gift is given, a child enjoys it. But Baba does not give just like small thing, toffee, or maybe one toy, or one, that we are happy to get gifts from our Laukik parents and friends and contacts, which are perishable, and we become very happy. But now actually Baba is giving us such gifts, which also we need to have an intellect to recognize. To believe, recognize the value of the gift. One time it's a story of one child. It was his birthday gift, birthday. And child was very excited to get all these toys and special gifts coming. And his father gave him an envelope. Was nice packed in a gift form. But when he got this paper, this gift wrapped, it's nothing in it. It's only a piece of paper. He got upset. Papa, what you gave me? My birthday gift special, and you are giving me just a piece of paper. And still I have not gone to school with this paper. What will I do with it? The father says, this is the gift that you can get everything by, everything, whatever you like, what you want. He mentioned few things. He says this paper has much, much more gift in it. But he couldn't understand, he could not believe that how can he have a piece of paper, I can get anything from the shop, anywhere from anything. He was told, you know what it was? It was a check of $5,000. Now, the child didn't understand. Baba does not know what $5,000 mean on a piece of paper. So I was thinking sometimes with us is also like this. Baba gives us such a beautiful gift, which is invaluable, which cannot be bought from any human being, from any shop. It is temporary, we can receive some sample from somewhere with the kindness and good wishes from others. But these eternal gifts, Baba has been actually waiting for us, that we children become worthy to receive this. And in fact, this belongs to us. Beauty of the gift is that it we receive from Baba, But that what it is belong to us. Happiness is a contrast because the world has become very sad, weak. Baba gives in contrast of sadness is happiness, contrast of sickness is health, contrast of peace is peacelessness. It's a contrast of everything. But with bliss, there's no contrast. Bliss does not have any opposite world. Peace, peaceless. Healthy, sick. Weak, strong. Rich, poor. When any word for connection with our joy or healthy, wealthy, happy life, it has a contrast. But truth is that it is ever living, ever benevolent, ever means remains with the soul but gets colored and lost, stolen, and those are the original eternal qualities of the soul. And we have actually not only just received it, we enjoyed it for a long time. For 2500 years, this has been in abundance. It made us so divine, elevated. This godly gift made us divine beings. And as a father, we get different types of gift. Baba as our teacher, we get another type of gift. Baba as Satguru, we get another type of gift. Our friend, Baba says, in fact, and every day I come, do you understand the gifts I give you? This is your personal property. And you have actually received it many times, lost it many times. Because you have lost it and you have not used for a long time, it feels that it is something new. Baba says, I give you everything. I am proud that my children receive this, but I don't give you anything. Your fortune gives you. You are very fortunate children. Fortunate means before you receive this also. Connected with your past, supporting you at the present time, and in your bank balance, it is for future long time. So this is why, and these are the original, eternal, godly powers in the soul. These are like blessings. Blessings you work only when you use them. If blessings are used in the right way, they also make us divine. We need to recognize the value of those blessings. God gives, that's why you're on the path of devotion. They say, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Right? Human beings have the limited good wishes. Human beings have good wishes for us. But God blesses us, makes us beautiful from ugly. We have been sick or weak since a long time. Baba removes our chronic disease of the vices. So when we look at this with this consciousness, with this awareness, we are able to actually use it in a very natural way. So He is making our nature divine. He is creating a divine making us divine personality, a beautiful person with all divine virtues. And for that, he first gives the gift of divine intellect. Our mind has been desiring to be peaceful, to be loveful, to be powerful, but always wanted to do something good. It takes so long time to put into practice. And things which we don't want, they happen without even we thinking. Because we have been using the things which were given not in right consciousness. So that's why he awakens and gives the knowledge to make the intellect divine. Is the knowledge, is the method. And giving knowledge with great love, in fact, the gift of knowledge is expression of God's love. Have you ever thought this? Some people think, yeah, I know Baba, the Almighty Authority. I know He is God. I know He is Purifier. But I have not experienced God's love. What is the reason? We begin to compare our love with our laukik, with alaukik love. That's why we get confused. Because human beings' love, attention, care, has some motive behind this to receive something in back, return. Even parents, they sustain the children. They make effort to put them, teach them in a good school. They give them all kind of support what children need. But there is intention that they think when we will become old, our children will help us. When they become very bright, sensible, have a good position, this is the name that our parents have given them, a good guidance. But in fact, Baba's love is to make the soul so divine, become that day, the souls not only just receive it, but become the bestower of blessings, giver of happiness. And this is why it is His love. If you love someone, naturally you want to make them not only wealthy, healthy, wealthy, happy, beautiful, talented, successful in every field. And this is why the deities, divine beings, are all virtuous, completely viceless. It means ever healthy. Vices were the, we didn't even realize that vices is sickness. We thought that was the way to enjoy. So intellect was blocked. Intellect didn't understand what right thing is. And so first of all, Baba's relationship with us is with the realization that Baba is not giving just gift for with one relation. With all different relationships, first of all, God gives new life, makes our life divine life, makes our life beautiful life, makes our life extraordinary life. And for that, He is giving attention all the time, every day. Every day he comes to meet us. Every day he speaks to us. Every day he writes a love letter to us. Murli is what? It is God's heart-to-heart conversation. It is not just like a scripture reading or writing. So you see the love, the way God's love works is, love will always protect you. When you have loved someone, what you do? You first protect them. And Baba first comes to give us protection. But to recognize what kind of protection it is, to realize why God is speaking to us every day, tirelessly. And we are taking so much time to transform, but he has so much patience. He doesn't blame us, but he tells us where we went wrong. So we actually get very powerful thing is of transformation of our personality. Our personality was external thing we thought that personality is great. But internally soul did not realize what is real personality or what are the real sanskaras that made us so divine. When someone's behavior is good, virtues are better, communication is nice. But if the soul does not have that capacity to be free from a bondage, then we will have limited achievement. So Baba makes us free from bondage as well, and different kind of bondage. So if you look how Baba is welcoming us to become well, to become beautiful, to become in reality like him, ever pure, ever peaceful, ever loveful, now at this time, which sanskar remains throughout the cycle? Sanskar transformation, that is also a very good gift from God. Realization of transformation that we are taking. And sanskaras are built, created with different relationship, different sanskaras are. The first type of sanskars that we receive as a soul, as a child of God, is eternity. We realize fear disappears. Baba removes, that is a wonderful gift, that you, by recognizing the truth of ourselves as a soul, eternal and immortal soul, fear is removed. We know that, as Baba said today, that you are happily letting go of the old costume that you are wearing, old skin you have, miss the consciousness of this world of matter. Just like a snake would be very happy inside that this dry skin is left behind. Now Baba is giving us the art to gradually go beyond this, the possessiveness of matter. This is such a refined intellect. We were so possessive of our own physical beauty, physical wealth, physical relationships. These sanskaras of attachment, sanskaras based on dependency, we received from the physical world. And so, from the very beginning, did not realize that what we call love is not love. It is attachment. And that in attachment is always fear. So from human beings, we receive the gifts temporary, but also in that gift, it is not the power that will continue for all this time. This time, this gift of immortality, in other words, the gift of truth. Through knowledge we recognize the truth. So we receive godly inheritance, godly divine intellect, godly sanskaras of benevolence. This comes from eternal parents. Like from the Laukik parents, we receive limited kind of sanskaras, whatever in their personality is. If you are born in a royal family, you automatically develop your sanskars are royal. If you are born in a family where, what is called, anger is a lot, conflict is a lot, this fear makes you not happy, but fear makes you losing, getting any time. Be in the same environment. The children have a lot of impression from what they are in, at their parents in the childhood, what kind of family they are brought up in this. So we receive good or bad sanskaras from Laukik family. Then the school, we built the sanskaras in our school through our education we receive. Then we make the sanskaras according to the company we have. We are colored by the company. But the original sanskaras, which we had soul consciousness, we lost that as well. And so we get this by forgetting our own selves, who we were. So now Baba reminds us that keep, realize that relationship with God are the source, is the source of everything. Baba's purity, Baba's love, Baba's benevolence, Baba's mercy, Baba's and patience that he has. But it's only, I believe that I am really truly a worthy child of Baba. We had lost even confidence in ourselves that we are worthy. So Baba creates self-respect in us that you are such a divine being. You are eternal soul. You are pure soul. You are peaceful soul. This is, if I have recognized this, not only if, must recognize this, right? Still we are using if, because I have not believed in myself that this is what I am originally. So he gives me a mirror of knowledge to see myself, which shows me my beginning, middle and end of the whole cycle, how I have been through different stages. So the gift of knowledge or gift of Swadarshan Chakra, this is the gift. Through relationship with Baba, I see myself not only at the present, but now I am able to see by realizing the beauty of my life, future, and also freedom from the past of different bondages. So Baba gives me the third eye, and also it can be called sight in it, and a mirror through which I see my where, how many, what are the spots here, there, not only physical but internal. So this divine intellect is able to see, and if we use this, then our sanskaras are transformed. Then he gives me the power, yoga power, godly power, which I understand these vices are making me dirty, vices are making me weak, influence is influencing me. Then it's yoga power means I am becoming free. And he gives a carpet, flying carpet, gives us a gift of our angelic consciousness, which means freedom from the influence of body, freedom from the old weakness of my own mind, freedom from my bondages that I created in you, lightness in my life that I recognize that virtues make me light and easy in my nature. Powers make me let go of the influences of others. So we begin to recognize more and more, and gives that you yourself were so divine that you lived like you were a real rose flowers, fragrant flowers. Real flowers. And this he makes us actually from lotus to rose flower, from rose flower to sunflower. Gives this gift. Now we learn, this is a gift to learn to become detached from the body. Magical gift. Live in this world but live detached. In family, in this lake, is in fact this body. Inside this mud is a plenty of water and blood. It's a lake which sometimes many emotions, many influences, and Baba teaches to live detached from it. Live like a lotus flower. So gives this understanding and gives the experience of contrast of detachment, living in this world, how you live lotus-like life, lotus vision, lotus eyes, lotus heart, lotus actions. But he also gives us understanding that you are rose flower, learn to live. No matter how many thorns from karmic accounts are there, gift to remain above, detached. Never lose your spiritual fragrance. So gives us this packet of fragrance, which is not visible physically, but effective. Fragrance is not visible, but it changes the atmosphere. So if we are living in this world of thorns, Baba changing thorns into flowers, stone into diamond, weak. So this transformation is a gift at this time, at the confluence age. And so, Shrimat is also his divine box of all gifts in it. That is a gift, golden gift, with that is the key in it, that any treasure you want to open, just use this key of Shrimat. What is that? Soul consciousness. What is that? Loveful relationship with Baba. What is that? It is the divine energy which creates through divine virtues, through purity, self-respect in us. So once again, we receive then this aspect, we begin to see our future clearly. Not only see, but feel, enjoy. So different things, everything is connected, is actually merged in every day's gift that Baba gives. So you have come to Madhuban to find out this, to receive this gift from Baba. And this is also a gift to meet the family together. All of us were long lost and have found again, has given us gift to meet each other, to greet each other, to learn from each other, understand your beauty, your values, and also learn from each other. So makes us holy swan, makes us like rose flower, sunflower. So transformation is a gift. Realization is a gift. Relationship with Baba is a gift. These are different boxes in which different packets, different types of gift is received from Baba. And when we look with this vision, we really understand the importance of Brahmin company, importance of regular study, importance of relationship with Baba, and importance of receiving blessings and giving blessings to each other. And then we are blessed and blissful. This is the box of gift, but you have to open it every day and start using it. I will remain ever happy. So gift is purity, peace and happiness, love, light and freedom, security, purity and wisdom. All these are subtle gifts. At this time only we receive from Baba. Of course, you will find many different ways of opening this box that Baba gives, package that Baba gives, and carry those with you from Jnana Manasarovar. Transformation takes place, or empower, we become more, get more power, we get more inner beauty, increases more and more security. So in this aspect Baba gives us, it's not at the gross things, they are used in this world, but come from heavenly world, divine world, soul world, from the Supreme Father of the soul, the mother, the loveful mother, who gives us birth, Brahma Baba. So we get a new family, new life, new relationships, and subtle achievements from Baba. Third eye, divine intellect, elevated samskaras, and happy life, blissful life. Brahmin life means elevated life. Om Shanti. Welcome, welcome, welcome home again.